Well, hello there, and welcome to Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. This is Federico Castañeda from Austin, Texas, welcoming you once again to episode 3 of Arriba. And today we're starting with one of the most famous sones, or the songs, that are danced in the state of Veracruz on the eastern seaboard of the Gulf Coast of Mexico. And that song, of course, is La Bamba, El Son de la Bamba. You can hear the applause and the live atmosphere here during Fiesta in San Antonio as we see a live Conjunto Jarocho, that is the Jarocho band from Veracruz, playing with their instruments the accompaniment to the dancers of El Ballet Folclórico Estudiantil of the Independent School District of San Antonio. In this live amphitheater here, we're enjoying the festivities of Fiesta, and in particular one of the gayest and most lively areas and regions of Mexico, which happens to be the region of Veracruz. Along the eastern seaboard of Mexico, the port city of Veracruz, the port of entry, major metropolitan area. It was first settled in 1519 by Hernán Cortés and has grown to be a port of entry, full of sailors, full of gaiety, liveliness, and almost every Thursday there is a fiesta, their own small Mardi Gras. What you've heard in Veracruz happens to be the Son Jarocho. Now, Jarocho is the term for the people who live in that area of Veracruz, not only in the port city of Veracruz, but a little bit further inland around the banks of the river called El Río Papaloapan, especially around the towns of Alvarado and Tlacotalpan. During the 18th century, when the United States was having their War of Independence against the British, the people in Veracruz were happily singing the sones jarochos, dancing to them, and also dancing to the wedding tune of El Son de la Bamba. La Bamba happens to be the dance of the wedding feast. The costumes that are worn during this time frame reflect the intense heat of that tropical subclimate. The women wear beautiful white dresses with long skirts, twirled with lace and beautiful designs. Also, their hair is usually up because of the intense heat. A lot of Spanish or Iberian culture is located in the dress itself. They have a fan, usually black, so that they can keep themselves cool. And they have a black type of apron, el mandil, with beautiful colors embroidered on them. The men wear also white, white trousers, white boots, and also a white type of shirt called a guayabera, still worn today in areas like Veracruz and Yucatan, even in Cuba. The guayabera is usually a long-sleeve white shirt that has four pockets to the front and is very loose-fitting on the outside garb. He usually would have a red scarf or a colored scarf to wipe the perspiration from his brow or around his neck. The women, when they danced, would flutter their white skirts in beautiful twirling movements, and they would imitate such animals as the paloma, or the dove, symbol of love, and the mariposa, or the butterfly, the symbol of life. But not only did they dance with these symbols, but they also had a lead singer called El Pregonero. The Pregonero would have improvised rapid verses, and he would make them up as he went along. Sometimes they were a little bit off color, but very, very humorous throughout the entire time. And he would have inverted verses. That's correct. He would have A, B, B, A for the verses that he sang. There would also be a spirit of competition. In sones like El Son del Tilingolingo, the men and the women would compete to see who could do the fast rhythmic movement of the heel-toe taconeado and the zapateado. And during this competition, they would try to see who could win and who would be the more dominant one. They would also have other types of competition, not only just between a single man and a woman when they danced, but also as couples and even as groups. There was a son called El Aguanieve. Actually, it was known as El Zapateado. And this was a competition where they would have nothing but the taconeados, the fast rhythmic heel-toe movements of the zapateado, and it would all end with everybody joining together in the last verse. Usually they would get upon a wooden platform called a tarima, and that way you could hear the taconeados and the zapateados from their boots and their shoes. The instruments that were used for playing the sones jarochos were four. Basically, the lead rhythm was carried by the harp, or the arpa veracruzana, which is totally different than the classic harp. A little smaller, a lot more rhythmic, and definitely a lot more vibrant. There was also the jarana, or a small stringed guitar-like instrument that would also carry accompaniment. There was the requinto, another small guitar-like instrument where they would pick at it and have the noticeable strummings of vibrant, dynamic music. And then there was also the guitarra, or the Spanish guitar. Now, all these put together would form what they call La Alegría Veracruzana, or the Alegría Jarocha, the happiness, the liveliness of the Jarocha region of Veracruz. And this was prevalent along the entire East Coast. Sometimes late in the evening, the gentleman would take a serenade or a serenata to his lady, and he would always begin it with Las Mañanitas, but not the mañanitas that we have always heard with mariachi music accompaniment. These were called Mañanitas con Jarana, and it was a special type of ballad that was given in honor of the lady, especially for her birthday, usually around midnight. In addition to the liveliness and the rapid competitiveness that the sones jarochos had, such as El Tilingo Lingo and El Zapateado El Agua Nieve, the women sometimes would get together, and in a solo they would dance with lit candles on their head in the cool breeze of the evening. They would then dance to a very sensual tune, a very slow dance called La Bruja, or the Witch. But the most famous of all the sones never ceases to be El Son de la Bamba. Yes, Ritchie Valens did sing that song in the popular music genre, in his own style, in his own way. Basically, he saw across the border in Tijuana a conjunto jarocho playing that type of song, and he picked up on it. But La Bamba is a song from the 18th century. It is really about the loveliness that occurs when a couple unite in marriage. It is the wedding song. And during the dance, the most famous part of it happens to be when the man and the woman both dance and in their steps tie a bow, a long red bow, with their feet as they dance, never using their hands. And during the 4-minute long dance, there are certain portions of the dance that have special significance. At the very beginning, it's called el compromiso, or the engagement. Then there's the noviazgo, or the courtship. And finally, el bautismo, or the baptism. Ending at the very end, when they both tie the knot with their feet, the man kicks up the bow with his boot, catches it. Both the man and the woman holding the bow circle around, showing the audience that they tied the bow neatly with their feet. They end El Son de la Bamba together. So let's listen to the final measures of this conjunto jarocho here in Fiesta in San Antonio, playing in a live audience and amphitheater here outdoors, El Son de la Bamba.